Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Understand that we grow in wisdom. I mean, even Jesus, the word tells us that he grew and he learned, you know, in the word of God in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7 through 9, he says, during the days of Jesus' life, in other words, when he lived, he was a child and he grew up to 33. He says, during the days of Jesus' life, he learned obedience. He learned obedience. Think about that. Mm-hmm. That's so important, because if you're not willing to learn, you're never going to be able to walk in obedience to God.
That's right.
And you can't say, well, you know, that was just one of those things. It's like God's going, no, you never chose to learn.
Right.
Well, I don't know why I'm destroyed. God's people are destroyed for a lack of learning, a lack of knowledge.
Right.
And so many of Lucifer's tactics out here are about, you don't have to think.
We'll think for you.
We don't think for you. Hey, just put on GPS and we'll get you from one place to the other. We'll tell you where the store is. Never look at a map again.
Mm-hmm. Just hold
just
the pen.
Just listen.
And we'll sign.
Yeah, you know, all information, everywhere, anytime, in any device. That was the original vision of Google.
Mm.
And it's happened in the context of that. So why do you have to actually really read the whole thing? The context is very important, because if you read the context of Lucifer in the Bible, he's an enemy of God.
Mm.
But if you just read a couple parts of him, you think, oh, you know, maybe like the Alinsky tactics, the rules for radicals. You start thinking you should have read the whole context. Mm. And the thing is, he got cast out of heaven and he's going to be in a lake of fire forever.
Yeah.
And but that's in context. If you don't read that in context, you're going to think what they thought when they were writing that demonic situation. But in the Jesus learned obedience, and then not only that, he grew in favor. It says in Luke chapter 2, verse 52, Luke chapter 2, verse 52, that Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Think about that, in favor with God and man. And you have some of this religious mindset where it says, you know, I love Jesus, and I will do anything for Jesus, but these people...
Hand is getting away.
These people that he died for, that he loves, it's creating his image and his likeness. It's
interesting.
Like, you know, it's like, I don't even seek favor with them. I don't even think I need to have favor with them. You know, it's just all about the I, all about the me. And it's like, are you serious? I mean, even Jesus, the Son of God, he learned and he grew in wisdom, he grew in stature, he grew in favor with God and man, which means there's a progression in our life. And if you're not even reading God's word, if you're not abiding with him, if you're not fellowshipping with believers who are also hearing from God, you know what? This is what amen means, by the way. Amen doesn't mean it's time for you to sit down and do something different when you're at the gathering. It means when you hear something being said about God, something being sung about God, And your spirit man goes, that's exactly what God told me.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't yell out, hey, that's exactly what God told me. You say, amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen means that bears witness with my spirit. That
that's
bears
right.
witness. Amen doesn't mean it's time for you to go get your pot roast and your crock pot. Amen doesn't mean it's over. It doesn't mean it's time to eat. Amen means they heard from the same God you heard from. I'm talking about Jesus learning and growing in favor with God and man. And you're going to have to step outside of your digital addictions.
Hmm.
You're going to have to look up from your mobile device. You're going to have to turn away from your computers and your media and your, I mean, just the whole concept of the whole statement, the play station. You know, what do you do? Well, I spent at least a good 8 hours play stationing,
mm-hmm.
you know, promise keeping. A big shout out to Lewis this morning.
Yeah, right.
I was just promise keeping. I hearing about the monkey testimony and the he's so visual, isn't he? Not visual. I can say they don't even vision doesn't go in my head like that. It's amazing.
Mm.
Help him, Lord. Help
Must
him
be nice.
Keep his mind. I can imagine. Oh my goodness. Now look at that. It's transference. It's a transference. But it's just so important. It's going to take effort and energy. What does it mean? It means is this: is you're actually going to have to find, I don't know, a good source of God's perspective of what's going on. VFN TV and data radio program.
There you go.
How about that?
You can learn. I mean, think about this. No matter where you go, no matter what's happening, whether you're traveling on airplanes, now they're passing laws where you can listen even on airplanes, in airports, your cars, television, whatever, it can just begin to allow this just to wash over you. And we're just having a conversation. It's just a conversation about God with you and you with us. And with the world, actually, too, as well. And it's so important because we've got to continue to talk about what they don't want talked about, which is God.
Yeah.
The creator of the universe, the one who sits surrounded by an emerald rainbow with lightning and thunder flashing. Think about it. You know, seven blazing torches, which is the spirit of God. You know, 24 elders that are crying out, holy, holy. Four living creatures that are shouting, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Angels just roaring and praising God. And America's like, I don't know if we want to keep in God we trust. It's like, dude, you know, if you want an economy, you better start trusting God. Mm-hmm. And the moving in God we trust off the coin is a manifestation of the church moving in God we trust off their heart. Mm. Because 97%, according to George Barna, don't trust God in their finances, right?
That's right.
They don't honor God in tithes and offerings. So don't complain about what DC's doing at the mint press. If you, in your own mint press, in your own home, have already pulled God off of your finances.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Don't think also you're going to be able to keep it because it'll go. It'll disappear.
Yeah, that's right.
But if you do remember him, and it'd be cool to be on this side of history doing what's right. I mean, no matter how it turns out, just to know you were doing what was right before you had to do what was right.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to line up. God loves us so much. He's going to highly motivate us to be able to walk in a way that he wants us to walk. But he grew. He grew in stature. He grew in wisdom, which means not only knowledge, but the proper application of how to be able to use that knowledge. But then he grew in favor with God. And you think about favor with God is just walking in more and more obedience to God, whatever God reveals to you. Somebody says, well, is he less obedient? No, but God reveals more to you. And so then you have more to obey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he broadens things up. People say, I want more. And God's going, you know, I like what Joyce Meyer says. You know, it's like, you want authority over the nations and you get to have authority over a sink full of dirty dishes. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right, right.
You know, that's right. That's Joyce, not me.
Hey,
I didn't say
she
that.
Said it.
Sure
you
know, is good though.
Yeah, she, you know. The why me, Abdal? What about me? What about me? Yeah. What about me? And it's just time for us to really understand. We got to grow and be faithful what we have today so God can entrust us with more tomorrow, which means we have to grow in favor and knowledge and wisdom in these areas of our life. You know, be faithful with today so you'll have a good tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Quit dreaming about tomorrow when your today is a mess. A master today.
Yeah.
This could be your last day on earth. If you're thinking you have tomorrow, no man's promised tomorrow. And you think you can live this life in a mess, and all of a sudden think tomorrow's going to work out for you. You had no idea when you were building bigger barns that your life was going to be called from you, and you never utilized the time wisely to get right with God.
Mm.
And so if Jesus grew in wisdom and favor with God, man, we need to. And understand this, that men are loved by God. Men are loved by God. Even the folks that you don't like, God loves. And it's okay because there's folks don't like you, but God loves you. And so it's not, the world is not according to you. The Lord is according to God.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to love. We don't have to, we need to love, but we have to love. He says, if you don't love your brother who you can see, you can't love God. And so if you want to practice on, Lord, I just want to love you more, then you're going to have to grow in favor with men. You're going to have to be amongst men and genuinely care and have empathy about where they are. I don't know, have regard for the weak. You know, find out every one of them that you get a chance to come into, every just like yourself, they come in contact with you, that you're genuinely, authentically interested in their life and you want to see, you're just trying to hear, God, how, what's your plans for this man? What's your plans for this lady right here? I know you have good plans in store. What are they going through? What do they need? How can I pray for them? How can I bless them? I mean, that is like your favor will come because they understand that you have no agenda other than the agenda of God. And the only people you'll be in conflict with are the people that have Lucifer's agenda, no matter what they call it, and God's agenda conflicts with theirs. But if they they understand God loves them and they have God's agenda, they're happy. They're like, hey, I love them too. And there's nothing like meeting with folks who know him and walk with him.
Yeah.
And there's there is one more thing. Those who have not yet met him, when you introduce them to him, and I just think about Floyd and Anthony, and how you know, that Barbara and Steve got a chance to introduce them to him.
Yes.
And to watch just them on excited about God and just pumped up. And that's exciting. Mm. I think that trumps, you know, it's just all, it's just so good. Listen, you're missing this awesome encounter with God if you're not growing in wisdom, if you're not growing in favor with God and man. Let me tell you something. If you're growing in favor with man without compromising the values of God, you are growing in favor with God. Because if you care about men without compromising what God has said to you, this is what he says. I'm not unjust. I will not forget the love you have shown me as you help my people and you continue to help them. Mm. Nothing you do for me, brothers, nothing you do for me, nothing is in vain. Every bit of it is going to be remembered and written in my book of remembrance. I mean, that's powerful, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's about what we do for others. He says, whatever you did to the least of these of mine, you did it unto me. Mm-hmm. When do we see you hungry? When do we see you thirsty? When do we see you begging for bread? And he said, that was me. That was my body. Remember, I told Paul, which his name was Saul at that time. He says, why are you persecuting me? It's like, no, I'm not persecuting. I'm persecuting these people that are following this Jesus. It's like, no, they are me. Mm-hmm. That's my body. Mm. And whatever you do to the least of these of mine, you do to me. Many people die early for not understanding what I'm telling you. So you cannot. If you think that you don't even have to grow in favor with men, that you don't have to listen to them, that you always know more than them, and their perspective's not important to you, and their journey's not important to you, it's like you're missing God.
Yeah,
you're missing this thing called family, the family of God, right?
Absolutely. It's a great, great, amazing, you know, pleasure to be able to do that and to understand that, my goodness, if Jesus himself, Jesus had to be made ready to be the ultimate sacrifice. What makes us think that we need to operate outside of what Jesus has already modeled and done for us?
He said, imitate me, right?
Imitate me. Favor with God and man. Well, it's just God. I just want to worship the Lord. These men. No, both. It's both of these that matter before the throne room of heaven.
That's exactly it. And he says, you know, in this word, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7 through 9, he says, during the days of Jesus' life, that's when he lived as a man, all God, but chose not to use his Godhead. He walked like as we walk. He offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears, so that the one who could save him from death, I mean, he just cried out to God to save him from death. And he was heard. Think about it. He wasn't heard because he was God's son. He wasn't heard because all these other things. He was heard because of his reverent submission. And listen, if you treat men well, if you seek to find favor with men without compromising your loyalty to God, understand you are in reverent submission to God, because you will have to die to yourself to have a relationship with men.
That's right.
That's why people, it's like, I don't know how you have these relationships. Well, you just die a lot. You die a lot to yourself. And you say, you know what? I'm not that important. It's what God wants. And I've heard folks go, listen, you know, you're just real needy. You're just real needy. So this is what I was told once. You're just real needy. You know, you got to have it. It's like, no, actually, it's easier without people. But the concept was because this particular person didn't want to get under authority. They didn't want to get. They just want to do their own thing.
Yeah.
That they really thought. They thought it was a negative. They thought it was a weak thing to actually have a relationship and be close and accountable and authentic and transparent and live your life openly before others.
Sure.
Like Jesus did. You know what I'm saying?
That's a clue.
Yeah. And he says this on verse 8. So though Jesus was the Son of Man, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And once made perfect, he became the source for eternal life for all who obey him. Listen, it's time for us to become sources for men without compromising what God has called us to do. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers. all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.